B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy Friday. Yes, Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is a Friday. It's rainy and miserable. Who cares? It's Friday. And we got a big sports weekend ahead of us. A couple stories to attack from the top. Yesterday, it happened while we were on the air. Ground ball, first base, and you saw it right off the jump. When Reese goes down in a heap, he hops, he goes to the ground and writhing in pain, torn ACL surgery, a big loss for the Fightins. You know, and I know there's a lot of people that, you know, were, you know, down on Reese and wanted to trade him or move him and the whole thing. And you aren't going to ever do that because this was his last year and you get him at a really good number. And it's a shame because here's a right-handed power bat that, you know, when you got someone that could, that has that kind of true home run power from the right side, that's a big loss for the Phillies, especially when you're dealing with, you're without Bryce for a couple months. I mean, that's another home run threat. So it's a shame because that is a big loss. Now, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to piecemeal until you figure out, you know, get close to the trade deadline, and you're going to look for another, you know, my guess is you look for a left-handed power bat at some point. But you got a piecemeal. It means you're going to play maybe Castellanos hit first or a DH at times, Hall, JT, when he gets a rest behind the plate, plays a little first. I mean, they're going to try to go like that. You're going to see a lot of Sosa. The good thing about Sosa is that he's a guy that can play multiple positions, so he gives you good flexibility. And, you know, you got, you know, Cave as a possibility. You got Clemens in the outfield. So you're going to go that route. It's just a shame because you're going to miss the right-handed power of Reese. You got to hope that, you know, the biggest thing is that Nick hits. Now, I didn't want that kind of pressure on him. You know, I thought it was great that you had a Turner, and then when Bryce comes back, and, you know, he's kind of down in the pecking order of, like, you want him to hit, but the pressure, you won't feel the pressure. Well, now he's got to hit. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And he's got to hit for legitimate power because Hoskins was your big right-handed power bat. We know that JT is more of a gap hitter, right? Like, you know, I mean, every once in a while I'll go yard, but he's more of that, you know, gap hitter, doubles, and that's how he'll produce runs. Castellanos has to hit for home run power. And, you know, you got to hope that Bohm's kind of recent power is in spring kind of comes along with you for the regular season and then he can hit some more home runs. I mean, he's got the big frame. He's just going to have to turn on the ball a little bit more because you do need some right-handed power. You're really left-handed heavy. You know, Hall's going to play a lot, particularly against right-handed pitching, as you know. I'm hopeful. I sat with him for a while, and so I really like the kid, and I'm hoping that he's one of the answers, and maybe, you know, he gets more comfortable facing left-handed pitching. That's what he worked on all last year, all winter long. He's been working on hitting lefties, and that's going to be a big deal, you know, because if you can get him to hit lefties, that'll be a big deal, and you'll keep an eye out on him. So big loss for the Phillies and Reese, man. That's a shame, man. I'm bummed out over that. Other big piece. So Ezekiel Elliott makes news yesterday, and he says he has narrowed his choice down to three teams, the Eagles, the Bengals, and the Jets. Well, right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, I want no part of Ezekiel Elliott. I want no part. I think he's cooked, all right? I think he's washed. I want no part of Zeke. None. Now, I don't think the Eagles are going to sign Zeke. I don't. First of all, if you look at the report, it's half bogus anyway. That's the three teams he's interested in. I don't believe the Eagles have interest in Elliott. And in fact, I know that they have not offered a contract to Zeke. It's one thing to say I want to play for the Eagles. Another thing if the Eagles want you to play for them. And I know, and that this is a report, that the Eagles have not offered Zeke a deal.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
So I don't know the future, you know, but I'm going to tell you there has not been an offer made to Elliott. I don't believe they will make an offer to Elliott. I would not make an offer to Elliott. I still like my Bijan Robinson idea. I like that a lot. I think depending on how the draft board goes, you take him at the end of the first round. And I think that is exactly the way to go. What the last thing you want to get involved with is getting older, overpriced, slow. Elliott was slow to the hole. Clearly, you know, he was the second back. Pollard looked way better, way quicker, way more dangerous. And, of course, the Cowboys are going to use the tag on Pollard and let Zeke walk. I mean, that was an obvious move for Dallas. I don't know why you would want Dallas's, I don't call it trash, but you get my point. I don't think you want that. And, you know, I think he's wise. Running backs with names I stay away from, all right? This goes back to the old days of Steven Davis and at the end against Carolina. They go off a cliff. Stay away from Zeke. Your backs need to be young, full of, you know, good tread on the tires. And that's why Bijan Robinson, to me, makes the most sense in the draft. He's an elite running back. He's a great kid. I hear amazing things about him. Just great things about Bijan Robinson. I think he fits into the Eagles' culture. I think he's a legitimate number one back. And if I were Howie, I would look to move either up, back, whatever you want to do. But I want to take him in the 20s. And I take Bijan Robinson. And normally I would not look to a running back in the first round. Running backs have been devalued, as you know. I would never take a running back in the top 10. But Bijan Robinson is going to go in the 20s, and I would take him. I would take him because I think he's a great piece, a great weapon to have. He fits so perfectly with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. You now have a complete offense. Complete offense. So I'm all in on Bijan Robinson. I got two first-round picks. If I manipulate one of them to get back in the 20s, you know, whatever I got to do, I'm in on that. And I'm going to slot him, again, in the 20s. I think I can make that happen. So that's the running back situation for the Birds as we reconvene Sixers tonight, who are going to be in Golden State. Harden, I'm told, will get evaluated for the Achilles today. And we'll see if he's, it's unclear whether or not he's playing tonight. He's going to get it checked out today. And we'll find out if we get a little Harden action. You know, we talked about it yesterday. I'm a little bummed out. Only in that I wanted that 2 seed for Boston. Just really wanted the 2 seed. We'll see what happens. That's happening again. Today we'll find out if Harden's going to play a little bit later on. Sixers, three monster games, right? We got at Golden State tonight, then at Phoenix tomorrow night, and Monday night, and the Joker in Denver at the end of that road trip. So we got them on the table, and great basketball last night. Hopefully you watched the NCAAs last night. It was just great ball. UCLA and Gonzaga was an amazing game, like we thought. But K-State, Michigan State was the best. And everyone's the reason why I love the tournament, and this happened last night, is you fall in love with kids, right? And the kid Noel from Kansas State, 5'8", just a lovely kid. Man, he plays with a lot of heart, a lot of flair, and he was just tremendous last night. All kinds of dimes, you know, setting all kinds of records, assist records. He was incredible last night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.